Many of us throughout life have many questions. Questions of why things happen. Questions of why we might struggle in parnasa, in marriage, in relationships. Questions in why we don't have opportunities or why other people are having struggles in this world. And sometimes people try to accomplish things. Try to get a job this place and that place and live in this house and live in that house. And they don't always seem to work out. And there's a very basic pasuk in the parsha which is central to Yiddishkeit, central to one's perspective, outlook, hashkafa on all of life. And it's very, very simple. The pasuk says, Tamim tiyeh im Hashem Elokecha. One needs to be tamim. Tamim means to be pure, to be complete, to be whole. With Hashem in everything that he does. And Rashi explains there in the pasuk, the words mean Tamim tiyeh im Hashem Elokecha, yisaleich imo b'tmimus. Walk with him with tmimus means innocence. V'titzpa lo, and just anticipate for him to have something work out. L'tachra achar sidos, don't try to figure out what's going to be. To speak to different tzaddikim to figure out what's going to be here, what's going to be there. Whatever comes to you, accept. Whether that's something good or something bad. I know for myself, personally, whenever I've tried to look for opportunities, they've never worked out. But when you just wait, the Kadosh Baruch Hu just presents it. You're not seeking them out. Opportunities just come knocking on your door when you just wait. If you're not looking, below sachar achar sidus, you don't look after opportunities in the future, what's going to be, just sit back there and wait. Everything works out. And expect and accept everything as is. Of course, it gets into the challenge of Hishtadlus, how much Hishtadlus the person should put in. I want to give a little deeper understanding of this idea of Tamim Tiyeh Im Hashem Elokecha, and what does it mean, Lo Sachra Chasidus. Just some level of Rimazim and hints and gematrias of how this works out so nicely. The Chasam Sofer points out that every single person in the Torah who was called Tamim lived to an age that's a multiple of seven. The number seven represents whole, something that's complete. So Avram was called a V'hayeh Samim. He was Tamim. And Avram lived to 175. 175 is a multiple of seven. Seven times 27 is 175. Yaakov Avinu was called Ish Tam. He lived to 147. 147 is a multiple of 7. 7 times 21 is 147. The big question the Chasam Sofer has is that Noach, who was also called Ish Tzadik Tomim, he lived to 950. 950 is not a multiple of 7. So why is he called Tamim B'Dorosov if he's wasn't really Tamim? So the Chasam Sofer explains that why is he called Tamim B'Dorosov? It should be Tamim B'Doro. What's Dorosov? What are the He lived in one door, one generation. Why Dorosov? Why were there multiple Doros that Noach lived in? So the Chasam Sofer explains there was pre-Mabul and post-Mabul. Pre-Mabul, Noach lived to 600. Post-Mabul, he was 350, lived to 350. So Noach was only called Tamim in the post-Mabul door, in the generation that lived after Mabul. So he lived to 350. 350 is a multiple of 7. 7 times 50 is 350. So we see that Avram, Yaakov, and Noach, whom were all called Tamim, lived to a multiple of 7. What's the idea of Tamim being 7? So firstly, the word Tamim itself equals 490. 490 is a multiple of 7. In fact, it's 7 times 70. It's 7 times 7, 49 almost, like Tamimus. Why is Sfiras Omer called Tamimus? Because it's 49 days. It's 7 times 7. It's really the complete Tamim. It's not just Tamim, it's Tamimos. It's Tamimos, multiple Tamim, 7 times 7. So Sfiras Omer is 49 days because it's Tamimos. And the word Tamim itself has the gematria of 490, which is a multiple of 7. So what's this idea? The idea is, the Maharal explains that the number 7, as many of us know, is Teva. 7 is Teva. Above 7, the number 8 is Lemalim na Teva. The Pasuk's telling us, Tamim tiyeh im Hashem Elokecha, be within the Teva, be within the number 7. Don't lach lo tachra achasidus. Don't look for a lamal min ha-teva. Don't look for the asa. Don't look for what's going to be. Just work within the teva. Be yourself. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring everything to you. Everything's going to come and accept everything. Avram wasn't looking for asidus. He was a navi. Yaakov was a navi. They weren't looking for asidus. They were just listening to Hashem and dealing with the now, dealing with the present, and everything worked out. So the idea of being tamim is tamim tiyeh im Hashem Elokecha. Yes, ishtalus is necessary, but don't look for opportunities that shouldn't be yours. Don't look to buy houses that shouldn't be yours. Just do some low level, some simple ishtalus. Opportunities will present itself so long as you have trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu within the world of Teva, within the world of Seven, within the world of Tamim. So Beit Hashem Yishol B'Zoche, to be tamim tiyeh im Hashem Elokecha. We don't look for asidus, we just walk in the ways of Hashem. And be zocha to the real asid. The asid's going to come. Whether we like it or not, the asid will come. But we should be zocha to all the bracha, all the future brachas, all the asidus of the Mashiach coming, the gula shem amitas v'her yameinu. Amen.